The dry bean scene is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, FMC, and SRS Commodities. Whether you farm in the Midwest, High Plains, or another dry bean or pulse growing region, it was a harvest for the history books. Based at Moscow, Idaho, USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council Vice President of Research and Member Services, Todd Schultz, says it was a new experience for farmers in the Pacific Northwest.
Actually, the entire growing region, Washington, Idaho, Montana, and North Dakota, was wet at the end of the season. In the Pacific Northwest, that was a brand new experience because we don't usually get late season moisture. So about September 1st, we started getting rains, and it wasn't like a continuous rain, but it was every 3 days, so it was just an aggravating rain. And we had farmers that have completed their harvest even just last week almost, and we usually get them off by October so then they can plant winter wheat. So in Washington, Idaho, that was a big deal. And then they were high moisture, and we don't have any drying facilities for our pulses. So it was a brand new experience, and the farmers were struggling. We actually looked to the northern plains, to farmers in Montana and North Dakota, to help us, to teach us how to do it. And so that was quite useful.
Schultz describes this harvest season as both challenging but an opportunity to learn.
It looks like we got above average yields for across the area, and the quality looks pretty good actually. But there's a lot of late season moisture, so there was also a lot of unharvested.
And that's another edition of the Dry Bean Scene, made possible in part by the Central Valley Bean Cooperative, UPL, and Johnstown Bean Company.